Welcome back to the Next Gen Advent Podcast. We are getting closer and closer to Christmas, and I can really feel that we are all just getting more and more excited for, I don't know, all of the good things that we're getting to experience and celebrations. And I think we're out of school by now, so that is probably the most exciting part of this podcast. And so today I have with me two special guests. I'm going to go ahead and let them introduce themselves. Go ahead and tell me your first name and your grade.
Landon, and I'm in second grade.
All right, and how about you?
Cece, and I'm in first grade.
Okay, and Cece, what's your favorite thing about first grade?
My teacher.
Your teacher? Oh, it's so good to have a good teacher, isn't it? Yeah, it's like refreshing. All right, and Cece, while I have you here, what are you most looking forward to about Christmas this year?
The presents.
And is there a particular present that you are excited and hoping to get?
Roller skates.
You're like the second or third person to say that. They're pretty fun, so I hope you get that too. Landon, how about you? What are you most excited for about Christmas?
The presents, and I kind of want for Christmas a PS5 mm-hmm. and a skateboard.
It's an indoor activity and an outdoor activity, so that's a good balance of items, I think. Well, we will see what we have on Christmas Day, right? All right, now I have a question for you guys. Cece, tell me, what is something at Christmas that's more fun to do with other people than to do by yourself?
Worship God.
Worship God, that is true. Like singing and being able to be with other people, it's very fun to do that in an audience. Landon, how about you? What is something that you enjoy to do with other people rather than your own?
Snow pranks.
And tell me what that means.
Doing pranks with people with snow.
Okay, and yes, that part I gathered. And so, like, can you give me an example? What's an example of a snow prank? What am I going to do with someone?
If somebody's, like, building a snow fort, maybe okay. You could just take a bucket of ice-cold water and dump it on their head.
Oh, my goodness. That sounds like I would probably just freeze and die. I'd probably just get stuck out there. That sounds so cold. And now, are snow pranks something you've done before?
Kind of and kind of not.
Okay, so kind of. But you have this idea in your mind of what the future could hold and what this could look like. And the look in your eyes right now is definitely one of seeing this come to fruition. And so I appreciate that very much. All right, so on the podcast this year, we're talking a lot about how God is with us. And I would love to hear from you, Landon, and then from you, Cece. How do you, like, that's a truth that we know that he's with us. But how do you kind of, like, imagine that in your head? Where do you imagine that he is?
Watching our every move and just looking at us.
Mm-hmm. Watching. So, like, where is he that he's, like, looking at you and watching your every move? Is he, like, far away? Is he close by?
Everywhere.
He's everywhere. All right. That's a very good theological answer. I appreciate that. Cece, how about you? How do you kind of imagine that God is with us?
I agree with him.
You agree with him? Yeah. Kind of like the same thing. Everywhere. Yep. And just, like, watching you. Yep. I like that. All right, let's go ahead and dig into the material. So today we're talking about tell what you've seen, and we're looking at the passage in Luke chapter 2, verses 15 through 20. And will one of you go ahead and read that for us?
When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby laying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them.
Excellent job. All right, so here's the deal. Let's think through this. Sometimes when we read stories in Scripture, the real excitement of the moment doesn't quite translate. Let's go straight to Bethlehem. It sounds kind of like low-key. They hurried off. Okay, well, that's great. So let's use our spirit-led imagination right now to imagine what it would have been like for the shepherds that night. What would you have done in their shoes? Maybe you would have screamed or shouted or even shaken with excitement at the thought of finding the Messiah in a manger. What do you guys think? Landon, how do you think you would respond if a bunch of angels showed up?
Kind of scared.
Yeah, me too. How about you, Cece? What do you think?
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, like in like utter amazement, right? And so, what do you think it was like when they found baby Jesus and his parents? Joseph must have been concerned because all these strangers are like showing up to like meet your baby, right? You're like, what is happening? He had taken his pregnant wife on an 8-mile journey, and when they arrived, they had been provided with nothing more than a rough, animal-filled barn. Now the Messiah was laying in an animal trough while a bunch of stinky shepherds were losing their minds in worshiping this baby. You can't help but kind of laugh and be in awe, just like Cece said, at the thought of this moment. Topping all of this off, the shepherds shared word for word what God had told them and why they were there. Can you imagine how this must have felt to Mary and Joseph? Scripture says that Mary gathered up every memory as a treasure in her heart. Finally, these same shepherds didn't go home quietly. They went home praising and glorifying God. It's a wonder anyone in that small town slept at all that night. Little did they know that God had come near. All right, so Landon and Cece, let's think through this together. What is the value of treasuring something up in your heart? And what are maybe some of the things or memories that you kind of keep in your heart that are like so special to think about?
When I used to write around in a condo right around the street and everything. Mm-hmm. And then when my dad would just call out, no, don't go in there because there's a car coming. And mm-hmm. then I would go in one of our like kind of in the middle of the street was a flower patch. And mm-hmm. I would just scroll into there. Mm-hmm. But we didn't know it was coming the other way.
Mm-hmm. Right? And so that's like a memory that you treasure up in your heart. How about you, Cece? What's like the value of treasuring something in our heart is that we're like, I want to remember this for always. And it's like positive and it feels like kind of warm and fuzzy. Tell me your thoughts. What's a memory that you have?
When my baby brother got born.
Yes. Right? And how did that make your heart feel? Like when you saw him for the first time, how did that feel?
Sweet.
Yeah. Very sweet. Right? And he's about a year old, right? And so that's like a pretty fresh memory too. So, Landon and Cece, as you imagine yourself living out the experience of the shepherds, what do you think your response would have been? We talked about that a little bit, but you said probably like scared or like, what is happening, right? And then you were talking about like, oh my goodness, this is like so full of awe and wonder. I think I have no idea how I responded. I think I just would have been like knocked off my socks and been like, what is going on? So yesterday we spent time thinking about our testimony and about how God revealed himself to you and how you responded. So today we want to take a moment to consider, how can you effectively tell people about what you have experienced? Do you know what you would say word for word to someone? And so let's just think through this. What is something that you can share with people that would really just show them who God is? What do you think, Landon? What's something that you would love to just tell people that you've seen and how God works and who is he?
Our church and the Bible.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep. So you're like, I would love you to come to church with me so you could kind of experience that and see that and maybe read the Bible for yourself so you could see what he says about who he is. What do you think, Cece? What's something you could tell people about what you've seen, what you've heard about what God does?
I agree with my brother.
You agree with your brother, right? Okay. You're like, I'm going to defer to him. His answer was so fantastic. I don't even have anything else to say. I think a lot of times, when we share our stories with people and when we share stories about how we've seen God do like beautiful and miraculous things, we can begin to tell other people about what we've seen because it helps other people see who God is by the way that he works in our lives, right? And so one of the ways you even talked about like your baby brother being able to tell people like, I have such a gift, right? Like, and it's so sweet, right? Being able to see who he is and what that is like. All right, so can one of you go ahead and close us in prayer today? And would you just be able to ask God to give us the opportunities to be able to share our story?
Dear Jesus, thank you for this day. Help everyone to have a good Christmas. Thank you that you are with us and help us to tell people about you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. All right. Can you guys close our podcast today by wishing our listeners a Merry Christmas together?
Merry Christmas, everyone.
All right. Merry Christmas. We'll be back again with you tomorrow. Thank you for joining us.
Savior born, the hope he brings. In a manger, the King has come. God with us, the Holy One. Through the silence, light breaks through. A tiny child, a promise true. In the stillness, heaven's near. God with us, we shall not fear.